For years, the city of Athens has been throwing Band-Aids on Stimson Avenue, one of the main gateways into town. But this time, it's different. This short stretch of road, now a sea of orange construction cones, is getting a $7 million makeover. And this could pave the way for more redevelopment along the Stimson corridor, making it more attractive to potential developers.
What's going on right now is a complete rebuild of Stimson Avenue.
That's Mayor Steve Patterson. He said the last major overhaul of Stimson was in the late 1960s when the Hocking River was rerouted around the Ohio University campus to control flooding. Since then, and especially in recent years, the city has torn up and patched over one part of the street after another to service the aging infrastructure buried underneath.
It's an old concrete road deck that has, you know, lived its useful life.
The state chipped in a little over $2.5 million in grant funds for the project, along with a $400,000 zero-interest loan. The rest, about $4.1 million, is coming from the city's street rehabilitation levy. The city is using this opportunity to also replace and upgrade the buried infrastructure, including water, sewer, and gas lines. Telephone poles that now sit in the sidewalk are being moved out of the way, and the sidewalks are being widened to better accommodate pedestrians and bicyclists. The city is also laying conduit underground that can be used to run fiber optic lines, which would provide much faster and higher capacity internet access to the corridor. Patterson says the city had hoped to bury the overhead power lines too for aesthetic reasons, but that would have added more than $1 million to the cost. The work is being done one lane at a time. Crews are starting with the westbound lane, and westbound traffic is using the eastbound lane. Eastbound traffic is being detoured down East State Street. Work on the westbound lane should be completed by July, and then shift to the eastbound lane, which should be done by late October.
And so when everything is done, we'll have a brand new reconditioned street and sidewalks, and hopefully we're not going to see any more traffic disruptions for a good 20 to 25 years, and hopefully longer than that.
Patterson says the street work coincides nicely with the Stimson Avenue corridor's recent designation as an opportunity zone. Opportunity zones provide tax incentives to invest in economically distressed areas. Molly Fitzgerald is executive director of the Athens County Economic Development Council. Her job is to bring more businesses and jobs to the county. She says that Stimson Avenue is the first impression of Athens for visitors entering town from that direction.
It's an area of town that for years has had some infrastructure and streetscaping issues, but also holds a lot of potential as one of the gateways into the Athens community.
Fitzgerald envisions some kind of mixed-use development with retail and office space at street level with housing on top. She says the street work being done is a good first step that will provide an important infrastructure and aesthetic upgrade.
It's a quality of life issue, which is a huge part of economic development and attracting investors and attracting businesses and attracting workforce. That's a big piece of the puzzle.
For WOUB News, I'm David Forster.